The murder?
We don't know it was a murder.
Get real.
The body was stripped. What else could it be? He could have been drunk, because God knows a drink is what I need just looking at that river. Drunk and taking a swim? In the Julif? Come on, Horst. The autopsy should tell us if... He trailed off under Ruth's gaze. No, I don't suppose there will be one, will there? No, he must have been dumped in the river. The sheriff told me that two colonists from Group 3 were reported missing by their wives this morning, Peter Cox and Alan Reuther. I'll give you 10 to 1, that body is one of them. Probably, Horst admitted. I suppose it's shocking that urban crime is rife here. Somehow you don't imagine such a thing on a Stage 1 colony world. Then again, Lalonde isn't quite what I imagined. But we'll be leaving it all behind shortly. Our own community will be too small for such things. We will all know each other. Ruth rubbed at her eyes, her expression haunted. Horst, you're not thinking. Why was the body stripped? I don't know. For the clothes, I suppose, and the boots. Right. Now, what sort of mugger is going to kill for a pair of boots? Actually kill two people in cold blood? God, the people here are poor. I'm not denying it. But they're not that desperate. Who, then? She looked pointedly over his shoulder. Horst turned round. The Ivetts? That's rather prejudiced, isn't it? He asked reproachfully. You've seen the way they're treated in the town, and we don't treat them any better. They can't move outside the port district without getting beaten up, not with their jumpsuits on, and they don't have anything else to wear. So who is more likely to want ordinary clothes? Who isn't going to care what they have to do to get them? And whoever did murder that man did it inside the port, uncomfortably close to this dormitory. You don't think it was one of ours? He exclaimed. Let's say I'm praying it wasn't. But with the way our luck is turning out, I wouldn't count on it. Dirinol, Lalonde's smallest outermost moon, was the only one of the planet's 3 natural satellites left in the night sky, a 900-kilometer globe of rock with a red ochre regolith, 500,000 kilometers distant. It hovered above the eastern horizon, painting Durringham in a timid rose-pink fluorescence, when the power bike skidded to a halt just outside the skirt of light, leaking from the big transient's dormitory. Marie Skivo loosened her grip on Fergus. The ride through the darkened city had been sensational, drawing out every second, filling it with glee and excitement. The walls slashing past sensed, rather than seen, the headlight beam revealing ruts and mud patches on the road almost as soon as they hit them, wind whipping her hair about, eyes stung by the slipstream, taunting danger with every turn of the wheel and beating it living. "Here we go. Your stop," Fergus said. "Right." She swung her leg over the saddle and stood beside him. Now the weariness swept through her, a frozen wave of depression that hung poised high above, waiting to crash down at the prospect of the future and what it held. "You're the best, Marie." He kissed her, one hand fondling her right breast through the singlet's fabric. Then he was gone, red taillight sinking into the blackness. Her shoulders drooped as she made her way into the dormitory. Most of the cots were full. People were snoring, coughing, tossing about. She wanted to turn and run, back to Fergus and Hamish, back to the dark fulfillment of the last few hours. Her brain was still fizzing from the experiences, the naked savagery of the sace-baiting, and the jubilant crowd in Donovan's, blood heat inflaming her senses. Then the delicious indecency of the twins' quiet cabin on the other side of town, with their straining bodies pounding against her first singly, then both at once. That crazy bike ride in the vermilion moonlight. Marie wanted every night to be the same without end. "Where the hell have you been?" Her father was standing in front of her, mouth all squeezed up that way it did when he was really angry, and for once she didn't care. "Out," she said.
"Out where?"
enjoying myself. Exactly what you think I shouldn't do.